I'd like to welcome you back to All That Stuff and Practice Series. I remember when I was a kid, every so often you would have, as children are fighting, one would accuse the other one of doing something, it would be proven wrong, to which the accused would say, "You are choshed b'chsherim, you owe me a bracha." Where's the source for that idea? You have to give a bracha to someone who you suspected for doing something wrong. In the Gemara in today's daf, Shabbos daf Tzadi Zayin, seems to say harsh things about someone who falsely accuses someone, who's choshed b'chsherim, if he suspects wrongly that someone did something wrong. The Gemara says that choshed b'chsherim loka b'gufo, your body will get punished. And the Gemara references the incident with Moshe Rabbeinu, that he voiced his concerns that Klal Yisrael wouldn't believe him, to which HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Well, I know they will, and therefore you are choshed b'chsherim." And ultimately, he was loka b'gufo, he got saras in a certain sense. So we see that choshed b'chsherim has its unique category and it has its unique chumrah, but where does this idea come from that you would have to give a bracha? So when I was looking into this, I asked a friend of mine, Rabbi Eli Raful, and he pointed me to the Gemara in Brachos. Gemara in Brachos, I should have remembered. If I only would have used Zirchru, I probably would have remembered. But the Gemara says there's a conversation with Eli HaKohen, the Kohen Gadol, and Chana. And Chana came to Davin, the Beis HaMikdash, to have a child. And Eli suspected that she was drunk. And the Gemara concludes, V'yan, Eli V'yomer, Eli responded, it said, L'chi, L'shalom, go for peace. A reference, L'shalom, as we saw in Brachos Daf Samach Dal, that's the correct way. L'shalom, not B'shalom, to peace. And the Gemara continues, Amar Ablazer Mikan, L'choshed es chaveru b'dover she'embo. If someone suspects someone else that he did something wrong that he does not have, he didn't do that wrong thing, Shetzarech L'faiso, you need to appease him, V'lo Oda, not only that, El Shetzarech L'varcho. You need to give him a bracha. So really, it's explicitly Gemara and Brachos, Daf Lamed Aleph, and Beis, that if someone is choshed b'chsherim, if someone accuses someone else of doing something wrong that he didn't do, you have to appease him, but you also have to give him a bracha. But just to explain, what does it mean to be choshed b'chsherim? So interestingly, it's really a machlokas. The Sefer Hasidim writes that the only time there's a problem choshed b'chsherim, this discussion of our Gemara, of choshed b'chsherim loka b'gufo, is only if you articulate your accusation, only if you say that which you suspect. But if you just think something, if you're concerned that someone may have done something wrong, or if you're concerned that someone's a threat and you're wary about it and in your mind you think about it, that's not a problem, that's not considered choshed b'chsherim, even if there was nothing to be worried about. But interestingly, there are other Rishonim, there are other sources, the Meiri and Avos, indicates that even thinking a wrong accusation could be a problem. And it's very difficult to really to accept that, because we have numerous Gemaras, and Lahalacha, I think it's clear that if you're concerned, if there's a reason to be concerned about someone, if you have a suspicion, there can't be anything wrong with having that concern. Maybe articulating it could be a problem, but having that concern and acting wisely because you're concerned about someone, it's difficult to understand how that would be considered a problem of choshed b'chsherim.